Hi there, Carl Massey here, coach, strategist and author of 5 books, and welcome to this episode of the Life Masterclass podcast series coming to you all the way from beautiful Bali. And it is a gorgeous day here in Bali. Lots of beautiful sounds and maybe the sound of a dog or a motorbike at some point as well. Hope it's fantastic wherever you are. Now, this is the podcast where I go into a book review, and like my new thing for 2022 is a book review every month, a guest interview every month, a riff by me on a particular subject, maybe a coaching subject every month, and a guided meditation every month. So that's the sort of formula, format I'm doing for this year. So welcome to this one. I'll talk at the end, but still got some places for my 9-month coaching program this year. So if that sounds like something interesting for you, if you like the sound of what I'm saying and I resonate with you, make sure you check out the details down below. But I'll talk a little bit more about that at the end. Let's jump into this book review. So I'm always looking at, the right books, whether it's a book I fully enjoy, but I'm most interested in what is the most impactful. So the book I'm going to review is a great book to read, but it's, doubly, triply beneficial because it's such a great technique that you get to learn from reading the book. And the book is called The Wim Hof Method by Wim Hof. Now, for those that don't know who Wim Hof is, I'm just turning my Kindle here because I want to read a couple of quotes. So Wim Hof, who's actually written the book, is an extremely interesting fellow. You may have heard him called the Iceman, and I'll put some links down below to see some of the videos of him doing some extreme stuff. I think he holds about 26 world records. One of the ones that I found most fascinating was, and he tells about it in his book, is he's above the death line in Mount Everest, and he's in shorts and t-shirt, no shoes. Maybe he had shoes or maybe he didn't have shoes, but that's pretty extreme. And he's talking about getting caught in a whiteout, so he doesn't actually know which way to go up there. He's done things where he's been in ice exposure or ice water, swimming around in North Poles and all that sort of stuff, going up Mount Kilimanjaro in shorts and t-shirt, running across one of the deserts, whether it's Sahara, one of the deserts of Africa, doing a full marathon without drinking any water. So pretty amazing stuff. But the thing that he's done, which is most fascinating, is he's involved as many scientists and scientific studies as possible as he goes through showing what he's able to do with his body. And I'll talk a little bit more about what goes beyond, just him being this sort of freakish sort of guy, him actually getting these amazing results but being able to teach other people about it. So this is just a piece from the very start of the book in the preface by Dr. Elisa Eppel, PhD. So she says, theoretically, a stressful exposure can have harmful effects at high doses, but at low doses, it can actually create changes in our body that make us healthier and stronger. That's what we call hormetic stress. And she sort of goes on further to say, acute short-term stress can lead to powerful positive changes in ourselves. So that's one of the things with doing the work that he does and the work that he talks about. He has 3 pillars which he talks about in this book. There's the breath work, the breathing. There's the cold exposure. And the 3rd piece is, I think he calls it commitment. It's about mindset. Love those 3 pieces of it. And the scientific study is saying when you're going into stressing the body, it actually has an adaptive experience or response. It's just like if we go into the gym and we lift big muscles, we actually do some damage to the muscle fibers. So we might break down some muscle fibers, create some tears. And if we do that at the right amount, like not too much, so not too stressful, not too much resistance, the body will repair that and have an adaptive response and an over-adaptive response. So it will say, okay, we've got this stress and strain against the body. We need to be even more prepared. We need to get bigger. So the same thing with putting himself in stress, putting himself in these cold exposure experiences, the body responds to that and says, okay, I need to produce some extra biochemistry within the body to protect it. So he's been able to do that, and that, you know, been able to do that. And again, he talks about different scientific studies in the book. One of them where he went into a lab and had an E. coli bacteria, I think it was a innate bacteria, something like that. I think I've got that pretty much right. But the 15,000 plus people that they'd had in the lab previously, where they inject this E. coli mix into their body, would have a reactive response within about 60 to 90 minutes. They might have fever, they might have runny nose, they might be coughing, sore throat, they might have the shakes, different things. So Wim Hof goes in and sort of sits there, does his breath work, puts himself in this mindful state and that sort of thing, put it in there, zero reaction. So 15,000 people have this reaction, Wim Hof has this reaction. So they might say, oh, okay, you're just a freak of nature. He says, okay, let me train up half a dozen people. Let me take them away for 10 days, teach them the breath work, have them go through some cold exposure and that sort of stuff, and then bring them into the lab, see what sort of response they get. They come into the lab, they do the mindfulness stuff, they do the breath stuff, they get jabbed, no response. So their immune system is able to overcome that disease. So I'm very fascinated about learning tools, techniques, strategies that actually have that ability to change things at a biochemical level. Now for me too, I love this book because I love the philosophy of it, where he's talking about getting back to nature. And he talks about, you know, we went way off course when we started getting too comfortable. So it gets a little bit cooler, so we put on a jacket and it gets a bit hot and we turn on the aircon. And what that stops is our body's natural survival instinct. You know, there's, you know, parts of us that are being built up over millions and millions of years. And, you know, at the cellular level, that can go back, you know, even billions of years. So we have this ability to adapt to stresses. And if we get too lazy, too complacent, too much in the comfort zone, we actually become less adaptive to changes in our environment. So if something changes and we don't have that extra jacket, we don't have that fan there to blow on us and cool us down, we have a bit of a meltdown. We can't handle that experience. So I'm a big fan of getting out in nature and learning in nature and integrating with nature and being out, you know, thunderstorm, like being out in the rain, feeling the rain, feeling the coolness. And I know that's making me more adaptive to environmental stresses, so it makes me more adaptive at a mindset, brain level, to some of those perceived, stresses that we have in life, whether it's from our work, whether it's in our relationship, or some personal gunk that we've got going around in our head. I know the more that we can adapt to different things, and let's start with the environment. Now, you get to hear a bit of Wim Hof's story, and he's got a fascinating origin story. Born in the Netherlands, twin. His mother thought she only had one child. The medical staff thought they had one child, but at some point his mum's going, no, I've birthed one child. There's another child in here. So, you know, he sort of came out, and the story goes that, you know, she was saying a prayer. She said, you know, God, help save this child and I'll make him a missionary. So he talks about and jokes about that he's actually on a mission, and he is on a mission. He's changed thousands and thousands of people's lives with his breath work, with his cold exposure. So the Wim Hof method has gone quite far around the world as he's taken this out. And as people have experienced the results, you know, all through the book, there's people talking about the results that they've had. Me personally, I started doing the breath work process. A little bit harder to do cold exposure in Bali, like turn the cold shower on, doesn't really count. So I've been doing the breath work, and I'm someone who, you know, fully commits to something when I commit to it. So I'm committed to this breath work. So I'd 1st of February, I think it's the 9th of February as I record this, and what I've found is I've got less inflammation in my body, which is one of the byproducts that he talks about by doing this work, and the science is backing up the lab research that's been done with him and the processes. Definitely feeling less inflammation. So I'm feeling less inflammation around my knees. They're generally a bit more achy. Again, in the book, lots of examples of people with arthritic issues and that being sort of taken away, irritable bowel syndrome, lots of different things. So there's lots of different anecdotal plus scientific study to say, hey, these things done in this particular way have a positive result. So I'm a big fan of not only saying go out and read this book and understand Wim Hof and understand the science behind him. I'm also a big fan if someone's coming up with a technique, I want to read their book and understand how they came up with it. And I wanted to understand, because I've been, in the yoga space for 20 plus years, and yoga is very much about pranayama. I've got breathing techniques that I've been taught by my teacher's teacher, and I practiced those, and, I did a practice for 9 months every single day in 2021, great results. So I was wondering whether he was just going for hacks and that sort of thing. But it turns out he's read, all the Yoga Sutras and the Bhagavad Gita and all the, traditional yogic texts. He's actually studied and learned to speak and read Sanskrit, so he could read the traditional written word from those yogic philosophies and traditions and practices and teachings. So it's not that he's just come up with these, gimmicky thing. He understands all of those things. But what he found was when he was younger, and he was in Netherlands, it's in the middle of winter, and he decides this thing of cold exposure, and he goes and jumps in a canal and, maybe clears the ice out of the way so he can jump in there and starts his cold exposure work. What he realises, he gets very close to the elements, and those elements and that Mother Nature is teaching him something there. It's teaching him this in-breath as he goes into the cold, and it's teaching him this relationship to it. So he started playing around with breath, and he said, intuitively he just did this thing where he did 20 breaths, in and out, and then after his 20th breath, held the air out and did a retention after the breath was out and experienced a particular phenomenon as a result of that. So he started playing more around with this breath thing. And now he's got to the stage, and I encourage you to check out his work and watch some of his videos where he talks about the technique. But essentially it might be you breathe in and then you let out. Breathe in, let out. Do that 30 times. At the end of 30, hold your breath after the out breath for as long as you can. And it might be anywhere from 30 seconds. The more you do this, you can hold your breath after you breathe out for 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, upwards like that. Holding the breath out, and once you feel the need to draw the breath back in, draw the breath back in and hold it for about 15 seconds. And then again, let that breath out after 15 seconds. That's one round, so you might do 3 rounds. You can do work, which is something like about 17 minutes, and he has an app that goes through those breathing techniques. So again, I recommend if you want to try this stuff out, and I'd strongly encourage, read the book. If you don't think you're going to get through the book, then jump on his app and try the process. Try it for 30 days. Don't believe me about my inflammation issues and feeling a greater sense of stability. Don't believe Wim Hof. Believe it for yourself. Put yourself through this experiment for 30 days. For 30 days, I'm going to do 3 rounds of 30. It takes about 17 minutes, and I'm going to do that each morning. And I'm going to see what effect it has on me. And if it works, I'm going to, tick the box. And I strongly encourage you, if you don't live in Bali and the cold water isn't really that cold, if you're further away from the equator, I strongly encourage you to do the cold exposure by just having cold showers. And he talks about the benefits of a cold shower a day. The Germans have been jumping in, cold water, centenarians, older people have been doing it for years, talking about the benefits of, bathing all through winter in cold water. So again, there's a lot of, support of the idea of this cold exposure, subjectively, empirically, and also in the lab. So practice doing the breath work for 30 days and practice doing some cold exposure in the shower. And you just start off building it up. So if you did 30 days of the breath work, see over 30 days whether you can get yourself to being 2 minutes in a cold shower. And you can have a steaming hot shower and then flip it to cold and see how long you can be in the cold. Let it, land on your forehead, land on your chest there and have the benefits of that. And as soon as you And you know yourself, if you've had a cold shower, you turn it off, step outside, you've got all these endorphins going through you. You feel like you're buzzing, you're feeling truly alive. And you're certainly pulled back into this eternal present moment. So again, the benefits of this work is taking us out of busy, distracted life, pulling us back into our bodies. And everything that we can do that brings us more back into our bodies, physically, psychologically, mentally, in this present moment, is beneficial for us. So again, you know, check the book out. I was trying to see if there was another quote there that I thought was super cool. This one. I like this. So he says, this is the Holy Trinity. Cold as a mirror, breath as the guide, and mindset as the creator. I love it. This is the Holy Trinity, cold as a mirror, breath as the guide, and mindset as the creator. And for me, that means, you know, the cold as a mirror, like it brings us right into this moment. We go cold, we're right in this eternal present moment, and we get a chance to look at ourselves. What's going on? You know, we're looking in that mirror, knowing thyself. Breath as the guide. And the yogis have been talking about this for hundreds and thousands of years, about the breath being the connection point between the physical and the non-physical, between the physical body and consciousness. It's the breath that ties those two things together. It's our breath that ties us with life. You know, if we cut off that breath thing, you know, we cark it. So again, this breath is this tool that we use to create a relationship between the seen and the unseen, the physical, the non-physical, the physical and consciousness. And then mindset as the creator. When we get into the ability of using this mind, and whether it's the placebo effect, you know, we can do this visualization in our mind. We can start changing the biochemistry with a better understanding with our mind. And Wim Hof, you know, proves that in a lab setting with, you know, cameras on him, and that he was able to change the temperature in his hand by thought alone, shifted about 12 or 13 degrees Fahrenheit, if I remember right. Now, I can't remember if he made it more cold or more hot, but he was able to take the temperature either up or down purely by mindset. So again, he's creating an outcome purely with mind. So again, this is phenomenal stuff. Read the book to get into it. Even if you don't read the book, check out the link, check out his stuff, grab a hold of his app where he goes through this breathwork technique. Do yourself an incredible favor. Go for a 30-day challenge where every day you do this breathwork pattern, and every day you have a bit of cold exposure by turning that shower on and having that cold there. So again, I think you'll have a phenomenal result. I think it's life-changing, game-changing, and I speak already about how I'm feeling after just doing a week of this. So I can't imagine doing 30 days. I can't imagine doing 365 days of the year as well. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. So just check that book out by Wim Hof, Wim Hof Method, details down below. Now again, do it. You know, it's good to get this information, this knowledge, but it's the practical application, and that's what we're all about here with the Life Masterclass. Now, if you love my work, and I talked about this 9-month coaching program, if you want to find out more about that, check down below. That's full immersion with me, and I teach you everything I know, and I encourage you, take you through not only Wim Hof Method, but some other really traditional yogic practices which really shake up the autonomic nervous system. I take you through financial stuff. I take you through business stuff. I take you through all sorts of stuff. So if you'd like to work with me for 9 months, do check that out. That'll be a fantastic program. But otherwise, any help you need, don't hesitate to reach out. I can't wait to support you in your onwards, inwards, and upwards journey. So wherever you are on this beautiful, gorgeous, incredible planet of ours, have an absolutely fantastic day, and take care.